Time now for our community connection. I've got our county administrator, Rebecca Young, for an update. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. How are you?
Good. How are you, Murphy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. What are we talking about today?
So we had a regular board meeting yesterday. It was really just a lot of business-related items. July is kind of a little bit of a lagging month. A lot of the committees that the board serves on don't meet this month, and everybody's kind of gearing up for the budgeting year that starts really for 2026. So we had a pretty just really just kind of a business meeting. We had a few things of note that were important. We had Stephanie Buss, our auditor-treasurer, that was on the agenda, approve bills, things like that. But she also had a gambling application for approval. That's something that's governed by the Board of Commissioners. It was for gambling for the Morris Hockey Association at the Palme de Terre Golf Course. That was approved yesterday. We had our Human Services Director, Liberty Sleater, on board. She also had bills for approval, right? Pay a lot of those, the second meeting of the month. But she also introduced staff. We have finally hired all of our child protection social workers, which is a wonderful thing to be able to say. This has been about a year-long process in trying to get that restaffed, that unit. It's a very difficult position to fill. It takes about 18 months to go through some of the training before you even kind of really get fully involved in the role. So she did present our last new hire there in front of the board. And so now we'll just kind of shift and transition into working on training and getting those folks up to speed. We also had the Humane Society in front of the Board of Commissioners. The Humane Society does receive an appropriation from the board. And so the Humane Society was there to kind of talk about some of their operations, how they serve the community, their budget. It was a really good presentation. And like always, that'll always be on YouTube. So if folks want to hear it, they can go ahead and do that. They were asking for an increase in their appropriation. And so they were kind of just providing operational updates so the board could consider that when they meet on July 28th to review the budget. We also had our human resources manager there. I'm talking a little bit more about staffing. There was one resignation for approval for our victim's witness coordinator. And then we are, she had just provided just a general update. We've just been kind of in the staffing mode all the time, right? So talked about CP. We are actually in the process of interviewing for two deputy positions. That interview process will complete this week. And then we did hire a social services a supervisor for our replacement for a gal who had left, and that's, you know, adult mental health, children's mental health, and some of those types of services, DD services. So she would oversee that unit. So she will be starting here with us in August. So feeling pretty good about where things are going for staffing, but I'm a little hesitant to say that because as soon as I do, then we get somebody else that decides they're going to do something else with their career. So it was a good update from her. I talked a little bit about a couple of things. We had a mediation that with a union grievance that we met on July 7th that did settle. So we were pleased to let the board know of that. We kind of talked about the settlement agreement and what that looked like. And then I talked quite at length about open meeting law. That changed during the last legislative session. So it used to be that public boards had this burden to meet all in one place in person. And there was kind of this exclusion in statute for 90 days for medical reasons. They can meet at a separate location, but they had to publish their location. And then there was some flexibility, but they for them to meet for other reasons, but they always had to publish their alternate location that they were reporting from. And which is kind of, you know, the argument always was, is if you're calling in from your home for medical reasons, it should be that, you know, statute said that it should be open to the public. But were you going to really let 20 random people into your house, right?
I don't even let my friends in my house.
So I think post-COVID, this conversation's really shifted in updates to open meeting law, like with the technology that kind of grew out of that time frame when everybody was meeting remotely. So there's really been a push the last couple legislative sessions to change some of that language. So what ended up happening is that they do allow for members of a public board to meet remotely now. They don't have to have that medical exemption. They're not limited to a time frame on their schedule. They don't have to publish their address anymore. So it requires, so that's huge, right?
Yeah.
Like at least one member of the board must convene the meeting in a public place. And then all votes must be taken by roll call. That's kind of the highlights of it.